Welcome to Halacha in a Year, where we can get to learn all the most relevant halacha through the prism of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. You are listening to Rabbi Yaakov Tramp. This shiur is kindly sponsored by the Moshe Group and CA in Zuchus of Rivka Bela Bas Nechama Shifra and in honor of Rabbi Tramp. Today we're going to be learning about the fact that one should live with all one's intentions being for the sake of heaven. This is the 31st chapter in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Simen Lamed Aleph, and this really focuses our entire life. This is a short simen, but it is something which affects every aspect of our lives. The Gemara tells us in Brachos Adav Samach Gimel Amud Beis that Ezu Parsha Katana Shekol Gufei Torah Tluyim Ba. What is a short section of the Torah on which everything else stands? And he quotes the pasuk Bechol Derachecha Da'ehu. In all your ways, know him. That means to say, all parts of one's life, one's eating, one's drinking, one's sleeping, one's walking, one's speech, one's waking up, one's going to sleep, one's marital relations, all these actions have to be for the sake of heaven. Let's just jump straight in. How can my eating and my drinking be for the sake of heaven? After all, am I not just filling my gullet, a very physical activity? How is that supposed to be for the sake of heaven? So the Kitzur points out, of course, this is not referring to the fact that one's not supposed to be eating unkosher food. That is not part of Bechol Derachecha Da'ehu. That is avoiding Yisurim, avoiding transgressions, which is a very serious and important matter. But that should be obviously by itself. That stands by itself. This is not this mitzvah. We're referring over here to a person who is eating something which is allowed, but how one eats it. Is one consuming it just because of one's own enjoyment? Is one consuming it like a dog or a donkey? That's the way he's describing it. Or is one eating it like a human being who's doing this for the sake of heaven? I remember that when I was growing up, my grandmother had a dog. It was a ridgeback, a cross between a ridgeback and a Labrador. And 5 o'clock every evening, she would have her evening meal. Her name was Samantha. And when Samantha would eat, the moment the food would come out, actually half an hour before the food would come out, she'd be running around. When the food would come out, it would go into a bowl and she'd stick her nose in, and for 5 minutes solid without stop, she would just be eating. And the food would go everywhere and she would eat everything, and then she'd eat everything around the bowl. So if we're eating like that, like Samantha, then that is not the way that we're talking about over here. The Kitzur describes that said that people who are of pious nature actually say before they eat, Hineni rotzeh le'echol v'lishtos, I'm trying to eat and drink, kidei she'eye bari v'chazak la'avoid habara yisporach shmoi, in order that I should be strong enough to serve my Creator. That now realigns one's eating, not just as a physical pleasure, but as something which is there for one's mission. Question number two, how can my sitting and my walking be for the sake of heaven? So of course, we're not talking about avoiding sitting among cynics or scoffers or sinners. That itself is a basic. We're talking about even when one's sitting among the right crowd, but one's doing it just because of one's own benefit, one's seen in a certain way, one's associated in such a way, it should be for the sake of heaven as well. In this question, you may ask yourself, wait a second, I'm doing it, but I have personal interest. I know I'm doing it for other reasons as well. So is that bad then? So the answer is that we understand that mitoch shelo lishma bo lishma, that even though sometimes we have ulterior motives, doing the right thing is more important than not doing the right thing, even if one does not have optimal intentions at the beginning. How can my going to sleep be for the sake of heaven? So sleeping, of course, is a natural necessity, but one could go to bed and just sleep because one enjoys the pleasure of sleeping. Like, I remember somebody was once telling me that on a day they didn't need to get up early, they set their alarm early to wake up just to switch it off and go back to sleep, just for the pleasure of it. One's not supposed to be thinking about sleep in that respect, in that perspective. Of course, we're not talking about wasting time and going and missing davening or missing learning or missing opportunities of spiritual pursuit because one is just too lazy. We're talking about over here where one actually thinks about one's sleep. One says Kriya Shema Lameta before one goes to sleep. One says that their sleep is going to be recharged. Thank you, God, for the opportunity of being able to refresh, to be able to metabolize the enzymes in one's brain, to be able to have the freshness and the restart the next day, to be able to start off with that new energy. That's what one's trying to do. How can one's marital relations be for the sake of heaven? So again, the Kitzur points out, we're not even addressing forbidden relationships. Those are averos, those are sins. We're talking about even in the context of marriage, and even at the right time, when it is appropriate, one should be thinking not of one's personal pleasure and benefit, but rather to be involved in fulfilling the mitzvah of onah for a man, which is the mitzvah of giving one's wife time and pleasure, and at the time, also for both partners to be thinking about the righteousness of their children and doing for the other. This means to say elevating this to a spiritual level, not just being just a physical pleasure. How can one's speech be for the sake of heaven? So in this respect, of course, we're not talking about using one's speech to defame, to slander, to gossip about other people. That itself is its own prohibition. We're talking about neutral speech. Am I speaking appropriately in the context where for the sake of heaven? Or am I just using my gab to be able to just add noise to the already noisy world? What am I doing? Why am I doing it? How can my work be for the sake of heaven? So the Kitzur points out that one can work to earn money and to get rich fast, but that's not optimal. That's not why we were put on this earth. It is better to be able to say that one is opening a business, one is working with the intent of supporting one's family, to give tzedakah, to learn Torah, and even having a business which is going to be the context to give other people jobs. I know someone who makes it his business to ensure that he will make sure there are jobs for people who need jobs. That's his business. His business itself is actually a chesed vehicle. That's an amazing thing. All your actions, even your work, is for the sake of heaven. This all sounds very demanding. I mean, it sounds like now the Torah is making demands of me, not just in the shul. So what is the point of all of this? So the point of all this is that the Torah does not just govern the shul and Shabbos. It's not like Mendelssohn once said that be a Jew in the home and a mensch in the street. No. Torah is a guide for the way one lives one's entire life. Because if Torah was only about being in the synagogue or being on Shabbos, then in a certain sense, that's a fraction of one's life. And it's not real. It's just the way one behaves in certain spiritual contexts. The Torah actually governs the system of how we live day to day, minute to minute. It is from the bedroom to the boardroom and everything in between. And therefore, it governs all of that. And if one's able to take those values and to bring them down, to distill them into the experience of real life, then that person is really living the godly life they are meant to lead. This is why this is an incredibly important sim. And have a wonderful and meaningful day.